Okay, but so for the intro, I was thinking like a scary thing, like dying alone.
Oh, dying alone.
Dying alone. It is Valentine's
Yeah,
Day.
it
it
is
is.
scary.
Dying alone. Well, I think that the scarier part is starting to die, but nobody's around to help you.
Oh,
That's
like having a
true.
heart attack and then just
Yeah.
knowing it's coming?
If I died like alone, I'd be fine if it was in my sleep, but if I was like, oh God, I'm dying, and there's nobody within,
Like
like,
that
you
Life
know,
Alert commercial where it's like, help!
yeah,
There's no
that's
one.
to me the scariest thing, like being in a rural area, having a heart attack, and there's nobody around for me to go like call 911.
Or even like a, what if it's like a slow death? Like you have a debilitating disease that's like drastically getting worse and worse and worse. And there's never anyone to take care of you. And every day is just, you know, it could be the next day.
Well, wouldn't you be in a hospital at that point?
This
Like,
is
those
getting
people
like
are taking care
really,
of
really
you.
It's Valentine's Day, damn it!
Shut up! It's the Redacted Podcast, you son of a bitch!
Just watched
that. I was
that
like, "Why are you?"
It's better than the Labyrinth.
It's
whoa,
for sure. No, can't.
For sure,
I'm
it's
100%.
better than,
Yep, it's
than
way
the
better
Dark
than Labyrinth.
Crystal is not better than
Dark
the
Crystal
Labyrinth.
is such a good
So
movie.
much better.
And then it's like Legend, then Labyrinth.
Okay, Legend's great.
Gelfling.
Yeah,
Legend. Legend is great.
Wait,
That
wait,
old
wait,
lady, like
wait.
whoever plays the,
Where are
where
you
are you
throwing
yeah.
Willow?
Huh?
Where are you throwing Willow? Willow's different.
Willow's. I think Willow's below Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Labyrinth is good though. That's the thing. But Willow's not
I
better
would
than
throw in
Labyrinth.
Willow up there with Legend though.
Same kind of thing.
Willow's Lucas, right?
Yeah,
George
yeah,
Lucas.
yeah,
And what's his face?
The guy who played Wicket.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Kirk Cameron?
No.
I'm just throwing out names.
Kirk
I have to know. Who did Willow? I don't
Well, George Lucas did Willow, but who played Willow?
Oh, who played Willow?
Yes.
Oh,
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis.
Yeah,
There
Warwick
it is.
Davis.
I was
Yeah,
like, I knew. I was like, I know the
Life's
name.
Too Short.
Yeah.
With wait, no, he does the show Life's Too
Oh, I
Short
thought that was
with.
like a short people joke.
No,
Wait,
I would
no,
never.
I knew. Wait, what? That was Warwick
Warwick
Davis?
Davis did the satire Life's Too Short with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant.
Yeah, he did. He also did the
Idiot
Abroad.
Idiot
With
Abroad
their
with Carl Pilkington.
That's such an idiot.
He's so great. I
He's
love him. I
so
could watch
dumb.
those shows forever. They're so
Carl
good.
is like the epitome of just like,
You know
you.
that was like one of the original podcasts, right? Is like they
Yeah.
had the Ricky Gervais show,
Yeah.
and it was a podcast, but they aired it on the BBC. But it was in the form of a podcast. They all
Like
sat
the
around
mics
and
just
just talked,
talk,
yeah,
yeah.
and just talked and listened to what Carl Pickle, hitting on.
Carl,
you got
just
it, Carl.
Carl P had to say, and they just like listened and were like, oh, enamored with what you know,
The views
his
are just
thoughts.
so absurd.
I don't think they're absurd. I think they're very practical. But like
But
practical to him and nobody
in an
else.
ignorant way though, it's like he
Yeah.
doesn't know anything.
Like
Like
he's not wrong because that's what he believes. He's
Yeah.
wrong because everybody else disagrees.
Because he's ignorant and uncultured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And swine.
Swine.
I call them plebs, but yes, swine
Plebes.
legitimately.
Swine. I still disagree though that Dark Crystal better than I
Yeah,
disagree.
Dark
I disagree.
Crystal is
I
such a
honestly
good
can't
movie.
watch any of them. They freak the fuck out of me now.
When's the last time you've seen them?
I own
I watched
Labyrinth.
Dark Crystal like maybe a
I
week
haven't seen
ago.
Dark Crystal since I was like a wee lad.
I'm about 5 years past Dark Crystal right
Watch them
now. Five
again.
years ago.
Watch them again.
They still freak me out though.
No, they're freaky as hell.
Like, I
Like,
had,
Dark Crystal's really creepy.
like the
Like I said, I
devil,
watched it a week
the
ago.
devil and Legend gave me fucking nightmares for
Yeah.
years. Like.
But like Labyrinth is
Oh, when he
very,
grows and the
it's
fucking
very
moves to the
Jim
ground and they
Henson.
fucking dance.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
Yeah.
jeez.
But yeah, like, Led, or,
And it's fucking Tim Curry the whole time, and it's just,
It's always Tim
It's
Curry.
always Tim Curry.
How
It's
come you
always
can
Tim
hear
Curry.
Tim Curry in your head, but if you ever try to do an impression of
Because
Tim Curry, it never comes
you
out?
can't.
I
You
tried to on
can't.
this podcast once,
Yes.
I think that's why I'm thinking of
Yeah,
it.
I
I
tried
have
to introduce
never
the.
heard a decent like impersonation of
Like,
Tim Curry.
no, that's not what Tim Curry
No, it's
sounds like at
kind of like
all.
that though.
No, you sounded more like.
No, Tim Curry. No, that's
closer than
You sounded
last
like the
time.
fucking shark from Brave Wilderness. It's like, oh.
No, but
Look at this fucking shark.
I like like doing impressions, but he baffles me. Like,
he's a tough one. Dude, he's just got... Because, like,
but
he's like Sean Connery. No one sounds like him.
No, I've seen
people
good
can
Sean
do
Connery.
Good Sean Connery. Yes, they can, but he also...
Money Punter.
What
is it?
SNL does a really good one,
Dana...
But I meant, I didn't mean that, like...
No, it's not Dana Carvey, it's the guy that,
Sean
Connery
can be impersonated, but I meant, like, he's there with Tim Curry, with, like, no one else actually has that voice. Tim Curry has a voice all of his own.
It's a lot of pressure having one voice.
I just, like, hear it in my head, but I can never, anytime I try to, like, impersonate it. It's a long word, but it's...
Impressionturation.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah, you got it.
Sorry, my bad. Anytime I try to do that, it never works out. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a tough one.
Yeah, for sure. Did you say you had a mini
conspiracy? Okay,
oh, a little bit.
What are you going to do? But did you guys ever hear about the glitter conspiracy? Did anybody...
Is that a drag?
Mariah Carey glitter?
No. Well, great movie, but still... No, if you watch it back to front,
yeah, like a RuPaul thing.
And front to back, talk about Mariah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, boing.
Get a little saggy.
Nope, she sucks. Never mind. I heard there was this one story about Mariah Carey. She performed at Rockefeller Center one year, and whenever they do the tree lighting, they do a whole concert behind the Rockefeller Center tree lighting. And her vocals were just like terrible one year, and her excuse in the papers the next day was that everybody around her was breathing too much of her air.
Oh, yeah, I think you mentioned that before.
Remember that?
On the podcast.
It was her air.
It was her air.
Yeah.
No,
did
no,
I
no,
mention it on the podcast? I think you did. I don't know.
It was a Christmas episode.
Yeah,
did I?
Yeah, oh, sorry.
About that, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Anyway. Oh,
we'll be like,
no.
Name drop. We'll be like three of them, and you get a spanking every time you tell a story that you've already told.
Oh, that's the three of them that does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't spank me. Don't. If one of you two assholes comes near me, I'm running my mind.
I highly recommend three of them, though. One of you assholes comes near my asshole.
Okay, no, new rule. You can spank me, but it has to be on the front.
So we have to slap your penis.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure.
And I know you don't want us, so it's not going to happen.
Well.
Oh.
Because he's cracking his knuckles over here.
Speak for yourself.
Let me
wind it up over here. I've
been loosening up my elbows all day.
I put Vaseline on my hands.
Stretching out your spank hands. Alright, so there's a conspiracy about glitter. It's like a mini conspiracy.
Okay.
I don't want to go over.
Of glitter, the
substance.
Substance.
Okay. So mini conspiracy time, I guess.
Okay.
Mini conspiracy.
Like glitter.
It's a baby.
Yeah, like little tiny sequences.
Oh, I'm a baby, I'm a conspiracy. Like me.
Let me know about glitter.
I'm a baby. I'm also a conspiracy. So several companies manufacture glitter, and they sell it for surprisingly big money.
Really?
So there's a huge industry behind glitter.
I never bought glitter. I don't know the inflation rate.
So you don't see it that much. You see it like parties, you know, New Year's or crafting, art stuff. You don't see it that much, only for really specific occasions.
Well, so you're like a drag queen.
Yeah, or, you know, you could go that route, which I was carefully avoiding, but anyway.
No, I'm just saying, they buy a shit ton of glitter. That's, like, in their fucking repertoire. Like,
sure. Yeah, throw it. Yeah.
I want to try it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for
that.
Hey, I didn't even think... I love RuPaul, thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, she's amazing. Yes. Anyways, so the New York Times in December 2018 did a deep dive in the glitter industry, only to find out that it was a very secretive, poisonous network.
Okay.
What?
So, a reporter named Katie Weaver tried to get a hold of all these glitter companies, and nobody would talk to her. They were like, Katie Weaver was like, I need to know why you guys are making so much money. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, and they're all based in, like, New Jersey. It's, like, a very central area.
So they're kind of, like, worried about, like, money laundering or something?
Something like that. Like, is this nefarious? Is this weird? Like,
yeah.
Something strange.
No one's talking.
So,
finally, get those glitter people shaking!
Yeah. Finally, after, like, you know, months and months of effort, she finally got a hold of one CEO of this company called GlitterX. And their conversation
Sir Glitter.
See, well...
Sir Glitter, sorry.
Madame Glitter.
Oh, hello now.
Yeah, because her name's Mrs. Dyer.
Okay.
Madame Glitter.
Madame Glitter.
So here's the question she asked her. She asked Miss Dyer if she could tell me which industry served as GlitterX's biggest market.
And then, Hollywood.
And then the CEO laughed in her face and said, no, absolutely I can't tell you.
What?
What?
Yeah, I cannot tell you who our biggest customer is. And she was like, okay, that's weird, but do you know who it is? And she laughed again and said, oh yeah, hell yeah, I know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you.
What? Why?
And
like Netflix of glitter.
She was like, I don't understand. Like, why can't you tell me who your biggest customer is? And she was like, because they don't want anybody to know that it's actually glitter.
What?
What? What's actually
the
glitter?
The fuck,
right?
Why isn't everybody talking about that? What, does that mean we're eating glitter?
So she was like, well, if I looked at it, would I know it was glitter? And she was like, nah, you wouldn't know it was glitter. And she was like, would I be able to see the glitter? And she was like, you'd probably see something, but you couldn't tell it's glitter.
What? What does that even mean?
So we're eating something that has glitter in it.
That's one of the biggest, like...
Cancel everything! We're discovering what this
is
talking about.
Later! Isn't this fucking weird?
What?
It's gotta be something sinister.
You can't bring something like
that.
Yeah,
that's a mini episode.
That's kind of... It's kind of mini because I don't want to get too involved, but, like, you know what
I
mean.
I want
you
to get involved.
You just fucking, like, literally opened up a chest to, like...
By the way, CJ did not tell us anything about this beforehand.
No.
What? Okay, so she said we wouldn't know it was glitter?
So you wouldn't know by looking at it, but if you look closely enough, you could probably tell
it's
glitter.
And the client doesn't want anyone to know it's glitter.
Yeah, so not only is the CEO trying to protect the client's also protecting itself by saying, please, for the love of God, don't tell anybody this is glitter for whatever we put it in.
But she was very nonchalant saying that, like, she gave that much information. If she was on, like, an NDA, she wouldn't even be able to say that.
But this is after months of trying to get just somebody in a room.
I mean, she didn't,
like,
really give any.
Let me know what's going on.
But she opened our brain into thinking, like, what the fuck?
Okay.
I think,
like, I'm literally looking around the room, like, what? I was like, maybe
glaze.
I'm looking, there's some donuts here. I'm looking, and I'm like, is it the glaze in the donuts?
There's a lot of, let's describe what's in this room real quick.
Chocolate bars?
BBA, donuts, beer,
maybe it's
chocolate.
Beer.
Maybe.
What if it's
a
like PS3? Champagne and stuff?
I mean, my lube's kind of sparkly.
Where's your, it's not in this room though, right?
Everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah. You're turning black light
on. Did I touch it today? It's here.
Did you shake my hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the lube on you, friend.
That's crazy. I think we might have to, like,
gotta
next episode.
I don't want, because it's not an episode, it's us just guessing what it would be after.
Well, maybe next week we find something.
Okay,
we'll
come back to it.
Yeah, I want to look up what, if there is a way we can look up what glitter is made of.
But there's some secret if you can't. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We gotta figure this out. We're gonna crack this case.
Crack this case?
We're gonna crack it.
Yeah. Right, come back next week.
Crack it wide open.
All right,
I don't know about next week.
Yeah.
It's good. We're gonna give updates next week.
Yes.
Of what we figured out.
Right.
I think that would be a fun thing for us to do. I think we'll each do our own research, and then next week when we come through,
that's
we'll
it,
talk
keep
about
this podcast alive.
All right,
where's the glitter?
Yeah. Like, where's the glitter coming from?
Let's go, gumshoes.
I got it.
Put some gum on your shoe. What's a fucking saying for gumshoes?
I've never heard that.
I've heard put some gum on your shoes. I don't know.
Gum
on your shoes.
You've heard put your some gum on your shoes, but not let's go gumshoes?
No.
Who says put some gum on your shoes?
Who says let's go gumshoes?
Carmen Sandiego.
Okay, I haven't seen that since I was like 5, but
it's a video game.
No, there was a show for it too.
Oh, was there?
Yeah,
The show
and
the
video
game kind of like hand in hand.
Always kind of had a crush on
her. Yeah, and there's a new one.
Yeah.
How could you? You never knew where she was.
Oh. What's that big hat? Gets me every time.
Okay. So
it's like Man in the Yellow Hat.
Yeah.
Well,
wait, what?
The guy from
Lady
George.
In the Beige Hat.
Barry the Boob Blue House.
Okay. So you guys ready?
Barry my Boob Blue House. Yeah, I'm
always
ready.
Okay. All right. So I was like, no one's answering me. All right. So today we're going to do the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
I already know the answer to this one.
I did it.
Well, don't spoil it.
No, CJ did it.
I did it.
He told me on the write-up.
Oh, you did it.
I did it.
Oh, okay.
No, he wrote that article.
Gotcha. Okay. So, I only typed a paragraph.
Oh, dang.
But I have the rest of my notes.
Okay.
So, well, you guys got your sooner than I thought.
No, but I want history, bud.
No, oh, I got history. I got history. So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so, starting out, just what do we know as base facts?
No. He's talking.
I'm trying to read. Don't offer me donuts. So, base facts, what do we know about JFK? Because this is what I thought the general consensus was, but it's not.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
why the assassination happened, or what?
Or how it happened. What the accepted story is.
Okay.
I assume this was what everyone thought.
Okay.
But according to this, it isn't. But what I thought... Yeah, aliens.
Every time.
So...
Every fucking time.
On November 22nd, 1963... John F. Kennedy was touring Dallas, Texas in a campaign attempt to unite the Democratic Party.
What a great guy.
The governor, huh?
What a great guy.
Yeah.
He was a very popular, he was our most popular president. Like, people loved him.
He was young, he was hip.
Yeah, he's one of the, yeah, the second youngest
gray
president we
hair.
Ever elected.
Great
Obama.
Hair.
And Obama, who was also really popular.
Yep. He wore Ray-Bans. Sorry, not Ray-Ban. He wore Ray-Ban
Clubmops.
Clubman. No, he like it stylized the Clubmaster,
yeah.
Which is like the famous Ray-Ban style.
Yeah.
Like he made those those sunglasses. Just so I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Good looking.
Oh,
yeah.
And his wife, man.
Yeah, Jackie O. Love her. So President John F. Kennedy was touring Dallas, Texas in an open-top limousine when he was shot twice.
Yes.
The first one hitting him in the back of the neck. The
Oof.
Second one hitting him in the back of the head. He was basically pronounced dead on scene, but they still drove him to the hospital where the doctors were like, yeah, he's gone.
That's the whole, like, because his head does a weird motion.
Yes,
version,
and
right?
We'll get to
yeah,
that.
Okay,
we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah,
to the back.
Yeah. So
he starts headbanging for
yes.
a second.
So this is what I thought was the accepted theory.
He died?
No, that's what happened.
Oh,
like, he was just shot twice.
I thought that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently in 2003, ABC News conducted a poll about the JFK assassination, and 70% of the U.S. believe, or people who took this poll, so 70% of the U.S. Believe that there is a deeper conspiracy. This is not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
This is not this flat
out. That he wasn't shot twice.
He got shot by an assassin, like an assassin, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
They think there was something else going on.
Deeper seated.
Like it may have not been just some guy, and so on. So you know, following the assassination, Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested, convicted, and just assumed to be working alone, and it was the guy who killed him.
Dun, 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 it's closed case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was really vocal about being innocent,
oh, yeah.
Like,
about being innocent?
Innocent, yeah.
Yes, he did claim to be innocent,
yeah.
But he also was a well-known supporter of the Communist Party.
Okay.
Right. So, he was convicted alone of working with nobody else and killing the president.
The lone gunman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the lone gunman theory, which is the contrary to the grassy knoll. He was later killed by Jack Ruby,
mm-hmm.
Which people assumed Ruby was acting alone. The lead investigator of the case, Investigator Warren, he was, I think, the chief of police in Dallas at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He submitted a 100-page report to LBJ that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Harvey Oswald worked with no one. He did it, and Jack Ruby also worked with no one and just killed Oswald because he killed the president.
Okay.
I don't know why that takes 100 pages.
Well, it's like a freedom fighter kind of thing, where he's like,
yeah.
So if this was the president saying, oh, this guy's just standing up for our country and doing what's right, like this
yeah.
man killed the president, so I'm going to kill him.
But it wasn't LBJ who said this. It was,
oh,
it was the lead investigator, Warren,
oh, okay.
who submitted I'm saying 100 pages
mm-hmm.
just to say that these two guys didn't know each other and did all this on their own.
Yeah.
That seems like
you literally only wrote all of your notes. You only wrote like 4 pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got everything.
But
and you got it all.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like overcompensating? Like,
yeah, it seems like a bit of overkill.
Like, that's the point.
Yeah, it seems
yeah.
like overkill. Like,
oh,
what
yeah,
was
yeah,
in,
yeah, yeah.
It actually, that's 3 sentences. What was in the rest of the 100 pages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's like where it's like, well, something else is going on.
Yeah.
So, let me find my place here. So going back to what you guys were saying with the whole weird, you know, JFK kind of headbanging
mm-hmm.
in the video,
yeah,
that was always my reference for
mm-hmm.
it. I do believe
right.
that, like, I don't think he was shot in the back of the head. Because when he goes forward from the shot in the neck, his head swings back after it, and his brains go
backwards,
and Jackie
out.
O goes after them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
how can he have been shot in the back of the head?
She just said Jackie O goes after his brains.
Well, she does. That's
yeah,
in the video.
She
clutches
his brain matter.
But if he was
yeah.
shot in the back of the head, that he would have gone all over the rest of the car.
Well, isn't that how bullets work? If it goes through your forehead, the back of your head explodes?
Exactly. And
but it
whack. Isn't that how bullets work?
Yes.
Right?
The exit wound.
The exit
it's always the big.
It's always the biggest.
Always
one.
The bigger.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the official report says he was shot in the back of the head.
So did it go up through? Okay, so
that's where we get into the magic bullet.
Can I say this one thing real quick?
Yeah.
I've heard theories that explaining this
mm-hmm.
is that his agent heard the shot, fired a gun on impulse behind his shoulder. It went up through his neck and out the back of his head.
But there's no agent in the car with him.
There is two agents.
There's not.
Them.
They're
not in the car.
Like,
they're on the side of the car.
Yeah, because remember
in
they,
the car,
they,
I
they run up
two,
to the car
in
and
the car.
They jump
in
on
the car.
Back.
In the back seat, with it's President JFK in the back driver's side.
But they're sitting on the ledge. Like they're not on, in
no,
the seat.
No, they're
sitting,
in the seat. It's a limo.
Oh, they're in. Oh,
yeah.
They're limo. Okay.
So the president is
doing
in
a whole like.
The president is in the back driver's side.
Jackie O is in the back passenger side.
Okay.
The director, the governor is the passenger, and mm-hmm. the driver.
Okay, so it might have been the driver.
The governor gets shot.
Yeah. The governor gets shot. That involves the magic bullet theory. Because
oh,
that's
my bad.
Yeah.
So the magic bullet theory, which is, in my opinion, the dumbest theory of like the five theories mm-hmm. I found, says that one of the bullets that hit the president had to literally like exit his neck, turn to the right, then go forward again,
mm-hmm.
went through the governor's shoulder,
ricochet,
through his wrist,
right?
into his thigh. Like,
it runs out of inertia.
It's the most powerful bullet on the planet,
apparently. Yeah, well,
like,
yeah, bullets run out their speed very quickly.
Then it also goes through the chair.
Like, mm-hmm. why isn't, like, Mythbusters or somebody done an episode on this? Like,
oh, there's tons of
but,
them.
Like,
I've seen a bunch. That's why I'm
yeah,
pretty familiar
like,
with, like, the magic bullet.
Bullets, bullets run out
and
of speed
Seinfeld.
Real quickly.
Yes.
Oh, the
no,
magic
like,
loogie?
The yeah. loogie, yeah.
The magic loogie.
Yeah.
Ken Hernandez or whatever
yeah.
it is?
Yeah.
Hit me in the back of the neck.
Great game.
Great game. He dates Elaine later.
So, apparently, so during all this chaos, when the president was shot, this was about 12:30 in the afternoon, he was pronounced dead literally like 30 minutes later.
Yeah. Straight away, dude.
Yeah.
You're
so
dead.
Supposedly what witnesses say, and people like, there was actually three shots fired, and one of them missed.
Mm.
They don't know which one missed in what order. They do claim that there was one that did not hit anything, which I don't know how they know it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they took the three shots into consideration and say that in the how rapid they were, they would have had to be fired between 4 to 8 seconds, all three shots, within an 8-second period max, which kind of outspeeds any like any trained marksman at the time.
Okay, hold on.
With and Lee Harvey Oswald was supposedly using a bolt action rifle.
Which is
yeah.
like fire, click, click,
yes.
reload, boom.
And apparently
fire,
he got three
click,
off
click,
with precision
reload.
In 8 seconds.
That's a lot.
And I've seen videos where even like an expert, a champion marksman today, I think like made it in like maybe like 12 seconds. Or
8 seconds?
Like,
that's just like 2
with
seconds.
Precision.
Longer,
with precision, though.
2 seconds longer than a YouTube ad.
Yeah.
Really? Like it's not a long time.
Yeah.
yeah
no, it's great. Like you said, like it's like boom. It's like then recoil and then
readjust.
Then readjust. Push the cart or the what is it called
the shell
the shell casing
yeah.
out and then
out.
Load the, and
yeah.
then when you're pushing it back in you load it back in playing a lot of Battlefield 1
yes
then acquiring your like you said acquiring
aiming
the aim
too.
Again
yeah.
while the vehicle is moving it's not moving super fast I know that
but it's speeding
but it's
up
still,
after the first shot
but it's not like he's got like oh I just put it right back on the set marker
exactly
and then shoots again but you said three times
three. Within 8 seconds.
Which may, that would make sense still within that theory, but then to
yeah.
be able to
well,
do it again.
But one miss, which they
can I be naive real quick?
Yeah. What year is it? 60?
This is 63.
63,
yes.
So
right before his re-election campaign, which would have been 64.
So there's not a lot of, you know, advanced weaponry at that point either. Like
no, a bolt action rifle was pretty common.
Pretty
like,
common.
That's about what they had.
Especially
yeah.
during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, you still had, like, automatics, though, right?
There were autos, yeah.
yeah
that would have
but
been
less accurate.
Less accurate.
But during wartime, I don't think a
the
lot
bolt
of
action was,
it's not like now where we have, like, gas power.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's got
right.
one.
The bolt action was much easier to acquire. Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, if he was the killer, was shooting from a 6-story window.
Like straight.
He needed something with distance, accurate distance.
But like, hundreds of yards away,
yes.
right? Like,
yeah.
pretty far.
So an automatic
so
rifle wouldn't have done
it. It would have been a sniper rifle.
It would have been a sniper
if,
rifle.
If he had that technology at that time.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So,
yeah. Bolt action rifles are pretty, they got a kick and everything like that.
Yeah, like,
so.
They're not easy. Like,
yeah.
I've shot them in Oregon.
Yeah, check the bruising on his shoulder. Like, that'll
yeah.
really, if he shot a gun.
Very true.
You know,
yeah,
like,
it's all fucked up. But
yeah.
I mean, if he's a really good shot, I mean,
well,
he would handle it.
That
probably, he probably had, like, a padding or, like, a
that or he's taken
yeah.
it enough times where it's not going to leave a bruise.
Yeah.
So, on that note, I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald, born in America, he, in his late teens, did spend time in the military
mm-hmm.
during the Vietnam conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of fell down the whole communist route. He started reading really heavily into it. Actually, later moving to Russia.
Did he really?
Where he got really into the Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that he was actually a little too extreme for Russia. And
like,
he was...
Whoa, you're crazy,
yeah.
buddy.
He was forcing me to chill out. yeah.
Put on the tracksuit.
Yeah.
Relax.
yeah.
Have some vodka.
yeah.
Maybe sleep on it. I don't know. Maybe you're just a little crazy.
Yeah.
Adidas, best religion.
yeah.
What did Adidas do that?
exactly.
This fucking guy, he's from America, and he shares a shitload of me.
So,
been watching a lot of Glow.
Apparently.
I'm just a racist.
So Oswald...
Okay. Well, that was a shitty accent. Like, I'm sure... Well,
that was a decent one.
I'm sure no Russian wants to hear themselves being portrayed
by this fucking idiot. I like that better than his, like, kind of pseudo-Cockney.
I love everything that he does, so it doesn't matter to me.
They only have ham radios in Russia. They're not going to hear us.
Yeah.
See, I saved you.
Is there a way to do an accent without being racist?
No.
There's not, right?
You just have to think it's not
racist.
Not racist.
It's just...
Yeah, no, because it's genuine.
It's what
it's parody. It's not fair.
I think the accent isn't racist. I think what you might say is
yes.
Racist. But not even really racist, but stereotypical.
If you're doing a Russian accent, every time you do a Russian accent, you're like, in Russia, war fucks you. Like,
You're saying something shitty about
We're all alcoholics.
When will my husband return from war?
Exactly.
Like, it's all context.
We solved the racial barrier between accents.
We did it
and
today, guys.
Yeah.
If anything, today, we solved racism.
Ba-boom!
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody.
But we didn't solve
the assassination of JFK.
That's
on the list. No, we're getting
it's
there.
Next.
We still have a few more minutes.
It's literally next.
Okay,
so
here we go.
Solve JFK.
Yeah. Whew, what a day. What an hour.
What a day's work, gentlemen.
Let's have a beer.
So, one of the other conspiracies, rolling around, like, who did it, why?
We good?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things is that...
We could take a break.
We could take a break.
You know what? Break might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
I just got, like, three important phone calls in a row.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Break
right.
time.
I'll tell you all about it, though.
Let's take a break from our sponsors, or possibly a shout-out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're back. Mm-hmm. All right.
You got it, man.
Yeah. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that ad.
Whatever it was.
I don't even know what's happening. Of
course, CJ moaning for 30 seconds.
Heavy brain. Why moaning?
I don't know. That was the first
I feel like it's your normal
Don't voice. Judge me.
I feel like I'm adult enough to groan and not moan.
I think your moan, like, is kind of a groan, though.
No.
Like, when it's, like, in the passion of the moment, I feel like it's that.
That's a moan. That's gross.
No, I feel like that's your moan, though.
My moan's
sound very identical. I'm not gonna
That's the noise I make when I stand up quickly.
I think you're at the age where you have one noise for everything.
Yeah.
You don't have the energy to just
I don't have the time for all these different tones and ranges.
It's a grimoan.
Yeah.
Grimoan, yeah. Grimona flowers.
Yeah. Yep. Nailed it. Another problem solved.
Here on the, we're just ticking the boxes.
All right. Now let's get that next box, man.
Let's
that
get
that
next box.
We're inching towards it. Where was I?
Solving the mystery.
So Oswald was a crazy communist in Russia.
Yes.
So a lot of people believe that the KGB were behind the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
That they used Oswald with his citizenship to be an easy agent, like a patsy, that they could easily get in and take care of this. Because Russia, or even Cuba, they were both still very, very heated over the Bay of Pigs.
Yes.
That Kennedy oversaw. So that was a huge running theory. But the main kind of Achilles heel to that is that Oswald was a little too crazy for Russia standards, so when he moved back to the U.S. and they wanted to go back to Russia again, Russia wouldn't validate his visa.
Mm.
They didn't want him back.
Too wild, like we're
he was
about
too
it.
Crazy. So it's well, like if they didn't even want him back, why would the KGB have anything to do with it?
Kennedy gets a lot of flack for being one of the most liberal, forward thinking presidents of that era.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bay of Pigs was fucking ugly.
It was ugly. It was a disaster.
And like for somebody that says, you know, I love everybody and like to be on the back of a pickup truck saying, like, hey, you know, like, everybody love everybody. What's that movie with Will Ferrell? With Will Ferrell, like, ELE. We have one rule here. Everybody love everybody. Tropic Thunder with Will Ferrell.
That's not Will Ferrell.
No, not Tropic Thunder. It's a basketball movie with Will Ferrell. And he has, like,
one
rule.
Oh!
I don't
know the name of it, but
you know what I'm talking about.
It's Tropic something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has,
well,
like...
Well, at least his band... Or
but that's,
his,
like, his thing. His thing is, like, peace, love, it's the 60s, everybody get along.
Yeah.
And to do something like the Bay of Pigs, like, dude, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
And not only, like, there were probably a lot of Americans that didn't like it, but then you had two countries. Cuba was just a meeting point for this Russia-U.S. problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, a lot of people were really fucking heated about it.
And yeah, I mean, that's just one. Like I said, there's like so many different routes you can take in this assassination. It's like, it's all over the place. So another one, actually kind of stemming from the Bay of Pigs invasion and that botched job, kind of directed back into an internal affair, where there's a thread that goes down this road that says LBJ was actually behind it.
Long blowjobs?
Huh?
Long blowjobs?
Yes. I mean, the guy was a filthy man. I mean, and that's a whole AJ, other...
I love the way you think, because I was going to make that joke earlier on the side of night. I was going to say long blowjobs 20 minutes ago.
Great minds think alike.
Mm-hmm. Fun roll here.
I love the way you think.
President Long Blowjobs are here.
I vote for him.
See? I'm so glad yes. I'm so glad it's out. Because I felt like there was a weight
on my shoulders. Well, you know, LBJ was like notoriously just a filthy piece of shit.
Yes.
Like, he would force media to follow him to the bathroom and make them interview him while he was taking a shit.
Well, and yeah.
He's got a lot to say.
He just did it because he was funny.
Who's got that much to say? Like, I'm not done. Listen, I got a shit. Come in here with me and we'll squeeze it out.
He did love to record it, though. He would have his own phone calls recorded just because he wanted to listen back to them.
So, anyways, I was talking about Russia.
Yeah.
Okay, so Russia. Where was I?
Russia's the next day.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Fucking plop.
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, Lyndon Johnson did not eat tacos. 100%.
Oh, no, he was a steak and potatoes guy.
Steak and potatoes guy.
For sure.
Steak and potatoes are very constipated.
Yeah, starchy.
Yeah.
Oh, when they come out at once.
Yeah, you're pooping out. That's how potatoes get remade. There's no seeds potatoes.
Even the mashed ones.
You eat a full
They come out scalp potatoes.
Yeah. Well, I feel like mashed potatoes kind of find a way to come out whole potatoes.
It's like a soft serve.
Like no issue.
They come back out the way they started.
They come back out the way they started.
It's not the same with grits. Not the same with grits.
No, grits come out regular. Yeah. I like grits.
Grits come out like grits.
Grits come out gritty.
Oatmeal, another one.
Okay. I haven't had oatmeal in a while.
So, let's get back to this.
You get back to this.
I'm trying! You guys will start talking about shit!
Stop letting us grab your wheel!
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it, but I have to.
You don't have to. So, with this thread, it was known that Kennedy was very outspoken against the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a fan of them, which, for a time, LBJ was the head of the CIA. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy basically just, like, would constantly call them, like, incompetent. He just thought they were a bunch of idiots. Basically, you know, with their, you know, botching missions, like the assassination of, oh my god, I'm forgetting a name. Who was the leader of Cuba?
Mariah Carey?
Yes! And glitter.
Chavez?
No, Castro.
Castro. My bad.
The CIA was trying to assassinate Castro.
I
would have got
it. You pronounced Cuba wrong, though. So
sorry.
I would have got it if you said Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah. Cuba. Fidel Castro.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
So
who's Cuban?
My apologies for Sean.
The CIA was trying to oust Castro for years.
Yes.
Mm. And they couldn't get it done. And Kennedy, just basically, you guys are a bunch of idiots.
Right.
Like, get the fucking job done. And he wanted to pull back our involvement in Vietnam. He was very outspoken about that.
Good.
Which LBJ did not want.
And LBJ earlier
took it as a personal hit that he, you know, was ahead of the head of these missions to get Castro out of here. So it kind of goes back to, the, like, LBJ teamed up with the CIA to
get Castro
as a patsy to take out the president.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was inaugurated in less than 2 hours after his death. Like, and he wasn't even there. He was on a plane.
Yeah, I heard they did it on a plane.
Yeah, he was on the presidential
Air
plane.
Air Force One.
So
the presidential plane.
Yeah, whatever.
Air
That's
Force One.
Also,
oh, it sounds like
it. Actually, the article I was reading was called the presidential aircraft.
Was it? Was there a different?
Yeah, suck my tit.
Okay. Everybody, take it easy.
Oh, I thought it was called Air Force One.
It's also. Yeah, I think it's always been called Air Force One, but they have other terms for it.
Cool, like president plane.
Yeah.
POPUS.
The pee.
We're flying the pee-pee today.
The POTUS bird.
Oh,
I don't like the word POTUS anymore.
The Commander-in-Chief Mobile.
It's called the Chief, right?
The Chief Keef Mobile.
So,
this is a trap house on wings.
The last one that I have, is I don't even want to talk about the grassy knoll and all that, because it's just so well-known and kind of just
why don't you?
I just don't like it.
Who are you related to, Cody?
Can we? Honestly, Cody, can you do me a favor though? Like, I kind of want to talk about the grassy knoll because I don't know about it.
Okay. Well, let me go through this one a little bit.
Okay, we'll touch on the grassy knoll.
We'll come back to the grassy.
We'll come back to the knoll. Okay. So
really,
you know, fucking Rick Sanchez over here. He's gonna fucking make a statement every episode.
Me?
No, you.
No.
AJ. AJ burps every episode. He just squeezes one in.
That's my trademark.
Okay. It is. It's your copyright.
Nobody else can burp.
Well, burps are like snowflakes.
That's true. Nobody can do my burps.
Nobody can do your burp.
Okay.
Cody, where were you?
Tim Curry does it.
Right.
Tim Curry copyright his voice. That's why no one can do it.
Yeah, the Tim Curry copyright.
TCC.
You're losing us.
I'm trying to get it back. You guys just keep going on your own.
You left the grassy knoll.
I said I would go back. I'm sorry.
And then you guys literally like, oh my god, you guys can like dig your own rabbit holes.
Someone threw me a softball and I couldn't help it.
I didn't throw you anything.
Someone did.
You threw yourself a burp. And then you're the cheer captain and we're your cheerleaders.
I was playing T-ball over here.
Okay. We're fucking high school guys.
All right.
We're back in line.
Back to the major league. Okay. So, the other one I had is involves Jack Ruby himself, and the Mafia, which is another well-known one. So, have you not heard of that
no,
one?
No.
Okay. So it's believed that for a while that the only reason JFK even got in office was because he was backed by the Mafia. The entire Kennedy family.
Is he Italian?
Yeah.
The Kennedys are Italian?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty right?
I have no idea. Kennedy sounds Irish.
Kennedy does sound
Irish. No, it does, yeah, but I think they have
Irish Mafia. Well, there's not just Italian Mafia.
Well, I don't know, like back.
No, I think they have Italian.
I mean, not Italian, like Irish Mafia.
The Iron Mafia.
The Iron.
That's the scariest mafia.
That's the communist one.
The worst one of them all. Yeah. Hey, we're from Italy. I'm sorry, I'm made of iron. Give me your money.
So, it's always been well thought that, like,
onions.
Because we talked about earlier, like, you look at JFK, he's very young. He doesn't have a very long political career behind him.
Senator.
Yeah, but he jumps to that rank very quickly at a young age. Like, literally, at the cutoff age you need to be a senator, and at the cutoff age you need to be president, he's there.
How old was he? Is he like a 32 club kind of guy?
He's in his 30s, yeah.
Is he a part of the 32 club?
No.
Or is it 33 or 32?
You have to be 33 to be president.
No,
I was talking about the people that, like, die. Like, Jimi Hendrix and stuff?
No, he's
older than 33.
27.
You have to, Kurt Cobain.
You have to be 33.
Amy Winehouse.
To run for president. That's, like, the minimum age.
Oh, 33, okay.
With a Senate experience. He was, like, at that cutoff all the time.
It was, like mid-30s.
His escalation was fast.
Okay, got it.
So it was always believed that, like, he obviously had some money behind it.
Got it.
Or he was really good.
Well, no, and he had skill. And he definitely, that's where this thing comes in. Him and his family started to branch away from what they agreed they would do to get in office. Mm. They were backed and they had some votes bought under certain circumstances. But like for example, as soon as Kennedy was elected, his brother Bobby, who was the chief attorney, or what do you call it?
District attorney?
Attorney general. He launched an entire campaign against organized crime.
Good.
He was dead set on taking the Mafia down.
Bobby Kennedy did a really, really cool speech after John Fitzgerald died on the back of a pickup truck on Martin Luther King's Day.
I didn't know that.
And spoke to the, it wasn't about JFK, but it was about Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to reason with this very angry population for having, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King dying from assassination. And this was years after JFK's death, but he made a really potent speech and said some really wonderful things out of the back of a pickup truck while there's a big mob around him. Like, they weren't, I don't know if the mob was angry or...
He was against Martin Luther King Day?
He was against the assassination of Martin Luther King. He was speaking to the people that were angry against it. And, like, it was, if you look up the speech online, it's actually a pretty, I don't know how to put it into words, but it's a remarkable speech, and, like, I got kind of, you know, misty when I saw it. I was
overall,
that's a cool thing to kind of put yourself out there.
Yeah.
the Kennedys have always been, like, very outspoken and very, like, you know, they take these crusades and they go for it. Like, I think, I don't think JFK's the only one to be shot at or killed.
Is there,
like,
there, well, Bobby was. They're a rich,
there was,
yeah,
was
Bobby
assassin?
Got a, yep. attempted.
Yeah, there was an attempt on Bobby.
I thought he died.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
But they're
episode wasn't about
okay,
that.
Okay, so let me get one thing straight. Like, they're still New England WASPs. They're still upper class,
yes.
New England, rich, white
people. Oh, yeah, of course.
So the fact that they're kind of, like, pouring into middle-class culture, people got it twisted one or two ways. Like, are you one of us or are you not
yes.
one of us? Like, are you really, like, supporting the middle class?
No, yeah.
Or the lower classes? Or
well,
are you just
weird.
Saying this to get our vote kind of thing, and they're going to turn against and do a war of pigs? Or,
yeah.
or fuck Maryland? Like, whatever you want
to
do.
No, and
or,
I think that was a huge thing
know,
with
like,
the Kennedys. Is like, they played this fine line. So they wanted to be the family of the people.
Family of the people, yeah,
but they,
yeah.
But they really never were.
It didn't.
Like, and there was always something else going on. Because
there's a facade there. It's
yeah.
like, you don't know what the fuck's going on with the American people, so don't pretend to from your ivory tower.
Exactly.
They didn't.
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean
me?
Cool.
I didn't know if you had...
No, this is intriguing. I'm,
okay.
I'm very, like...
You
I know
what?
I've been talking shit the entire episode, but I'm like, oh, okay.
Now
I'm quiet.
Gotcha.
When I'm quiet, that's a good thing.
Now we've got you.
Schwarzenegger was a Kennedy for a while.
Yeah, well, he dated, what's...
He married.
Arnold Kennedy.
Skeletor is her name.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, she's not pretty.
She's not a pretty lady.
No, she's not.
That was, you know, that was his top...
What's her name? What's her name?
Some. It's gotta be Kennedy something, right?
Like Jackie Kennedy or something.
No, Jackie is
not your
shit.
But you know that was you know his.
She
top,
was a Kennedy.
His top three wish list was
what?
An Arnold Schwarzenegger was a bodybuilder in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,000 eggs.
Yes.
And then
no, his
Mary
his
Kennedy. Three wish lists were move to America,
mm-hmm.
become an actor.
Done it.
Oh, sorry. I said three. Sorry.
You said three.
No, I was. It was.
You forgot about eating 1,000.
No,
eggs.
It wasn't move to America. It was become an actor.
Become an actor. One.
Become governor.
Done.
Mary Kennedy.
That's his three wishes.
That was his. That was his list.
If I didn't hate him so much, I'd respect him.
I mean, he fucking nailed it.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, but
he nailed it. He's a piece of
but
shit.
He's also Arnold. Like, you just gotta like him.
But he just sucks.
You gotta love him. You gotta like him.
No, I don't. I don't have to do anything.
I like him.
Don't tell me what to do.
I always love the Terminator.
I hate him. I can't stand him.
I always love the Terminator.
Like,
come
it's a god awful person with god awful beliefs.
He's a very debatable person.
He doesn't have good taste of women. I'll give him that.
It's not the women thing. It's the fact that he hates gay people that bothers me.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. Like,
there is that. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you forgot about it.
Yeah.
He's the Chick-fil-A of governors. Y'all like him because he's fun Monday through Saturday, but on Sunday he burns gay people.
Well, I'm only doing Taco Tuesday with the guy.
Yeah. Can open your eyes, you fucking asshole.
BJ
yeah.
over here.
Oh, it's a good chicken sandwich.
Yeah, but they hate gay people, you fucking asshole.
Hey, I don't need a Chick-fil-A. So.
Alright, yeah, I don't either.
I only had it once. Yeah. I got a gift card.
But... Fine. You don't have to, you know.
I mean, I always
jump through hoops with me. It's okay. I still
sure?
like you. I still like you. It's
yeah.
fine.
He's still here. He shows up every week.
Only Monday through Thursday.
We're still friends,
okay.
But on Sundays you can go fuck yourself.
Sunday's for the boy.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, as promised, we'll go back to the grassy knoll.
Yes.
Because that's all I had other than that. So, the grassy knoll is the most popular, the most, like, largely disputed theory on the assassination itself. And really, all it is basically, this is the reason I didn't initially want to go over it, is it just states that Oswald wasn't alone.
Mm.
That...
But you're saying that the magic bullet theory is bullshit, and this is why.
Yes,
this is why.
This is
more
this is
believable.
Why.
Is,
yes.
is the grassy knoll the second shooter thing?
Yeah,
the
grassy knoll
okay,
is the second
right,
shooter.
Right.
And that
there's a book depository of the grassy knoll,
yeah.
and there's like somewhere else.
And
right?
that explains in the video why his head goes back.
Okay.
Because, so the first shot that Oswald shot would have hit him in the neck,
yeah.
which is why he hunches over.
So technically
yeah.
missed.
He missed the kill shot, yes.
Yeah.
There was if we still go with the three original shots, there was another missed shot, who knows where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the grassy knoll shooter who shot and hit him in the head, and that's when he goes back.
So is Oswald the library shooter?
Oswald's the one in the library.
But he's the renegade, and
he's
the one
patsy.
On the knoll is the insider? Is that?
Well, I don't
nobody
know.
Knows who.
Nobody knows who?
No. But it lines up, like, perfectly.
So it's not, like, the grassy knoll isn't, like, the inside job guy. It's, like,
Well, the whole thing is, wasn't it, like, if you go with this crash,
like, if Oswald misses, I got this kind of thing.
He's the backup. Oswald was
my theory.
Yeah, the backup. He would have been the backup, yeah. But Oswald was always the patsy.
Okay, all right.
He was always going to take the fall
guy.
Yeah. Because okay, literally, okay, right. There's no account of who this guy on the grassy knoll even was, or could have been.
But obviously, so where he was the better shot.
Where, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he did it.
But literally, there were people sitting on the knoll, and that's why people think this is, like, some botched theory. Because, like,
but why would
someone
it come
would have
the
seen it?
We already talked about the fact that a bullet can't blow the back of your head out before going out your forehead.
Exactly.
Why yeah. would this guy even be part of the conversation?
That's the thing, is, like, if people want to dispute that, see that Oswald entirely worked alone, that shot just doesn't make any sense. And that's the thing, is, like, the trajectory isn't right.
Yeah.
And that's...
Where is the grassy knoll in,
so, okay, so,
in proximity to JFK?
Okay, so I'll do a little hand picture here, but for anybody...
I'll talk it out with you.
For the people listening to you, you can look up... You can look up trajectory photos.
Okay, grab a candy bar, because we're using a candy
yes.
bar as a limo.
This is a Coffee Crisp by Nestle. Probably best representation of a limo.
Fuck Nestle.
But,
I've said that before. Never mind.
No, fuck something every episode, so...
You're right.
Literally. I got a lot of problems. I'm sorry.
You gotta pick something, pick everything.
Yeah. Between AJ burping and it's CJ damning somebody, like...
That was a high five if you didn't hear it. Every episode, we can guarantee on the Redacted Podcast, AJ will burp and I will dig myself a hole.
I'm glad that mine is more innocent.
Yeah, yours is way more innocent.
Okay, so you can look up trajectory photos of this online. But basically, imagine your limousine is driving through this, it's called a square, but really what they're going on is more of a roundabout. So they come in, and there's really a lot of emphasis that they got there late. Not on the set schedule that they were supposed to. A lot of people say there was a detour that they didn't need to take, and the driver took a weird route, but...
Oh, that kills the theory of mine.
Yeah, so they come into this roundabout. So if they're coming around the initial bend, they immediately put themselves right in front of the library. So the library would have been here, CJ.
I'm looking.
Yeah. So the library faces right there, which gives Oswald the clear shot to the back.
Okay, so this is behind the
this
library.
This is behind,
and
yeah.
they're taking off north from
they're
the
coming,
library.
And this is the grassy knoll.
And this is the grassy knoll.
Oh, thank you.
Up to the right. So,
Timbits.
Let's say Oswald takes his first shot.
Okay.
The president gets hit in the neck.
Okay.
The driver starts to speed
but
up.
But that's backwards. That's at the back of
it. No, the library's here. Yeah. He gets his first shot.
Is he coming towards the library?
He's going
away
from the
library.
Library.
Okay,
so,
right.
The initial roundabout goes past the library.
Okay. U-turn.
Yes.
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah, like a roundabout.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
it's
yeah.
like a full circle.
Well, a roundabout has four different parts in it. A cul-de-sac.
We're not talking about
circle.
The branch offs, though. A roundabout is still a circle.
No, a roundabout means it's a four-way stop.
No, that's a four-way intersection.
That's a roundabout.
No.
It's like a street that's a U-turn.
It's a street
it's that's a cul-de-sac.
No, that's no. a cul-de-sac. There's
it literally
it's a
the
roundabout.
Have
you never seen a roundabout?
Is there a difference
it's
between
it's not really a roundabout.
It's
a
cul-de-sac
round.
Is a dead end.
A roundabout is what it's
a cul-de-sac
emerging
looks like
tool.
Looks like goes like straight and then it goes into a bubble. This is literally a road. There's like an island, and then there's a road that
it drives
around.
And at
like
different
that.
Points of this circle, there's different and streets you can branch off.
Can
that's a roundabout.
That's
okay,
a roundabout.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Because roundabouts have exits.
Yeah, that's so we're on a roundabout.
Yeah,
not
okay.
a cul-de-sac.
Not a cul-de-sac, and
no,
not
no.
a four-way intersection.
I'm with you.
Okay.
So.
Because you kept saying cul-de-sac. Cul-de-sac should not be involved.
I didn't know there was. I kept saying there's more streets, and Cody was like, there's no streets! And I was like, no, roundabouts have exits.
He said four-way stop. And I'm like, no, he don't.
No, a roundabout is a four-way. Oh, it's
yield.
Not a stop.
It's a
deal.
No.
Yield.
Yeah,
deal.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
it
is. Yeah. Okay. All right.
The English language, my friends.
We have figured out our traffic. So, they come into the roundabout from one of these branches.
Right.
They immediately pass the library.
Okay.
Oswald takes his shot, hits the president in the back of the neck.
Back of the neck.
As
first
they
shot.
Keep going, they come up to the knoll.
That's the knoll.
This is the knoll
it's
up here
upper
in the
right.
It's like
right.
a hill. It's a hill.
It's
like
a little hill. So as they're trying to get away from wherever this shot came from, the other shooter takes his shot, hits the president,
and he goes back
in the head, and he goes
that
back.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Or
into the back.
Because
or
the forensic back. Results are
exactly.
he gets hit front, and then his brain's blown out of
yes.
the back of his head.
But,
so that's a frontal shot. That makes sense.
Exactly. But that report that Warren submitted, that 100-page report, says that as they passed the library, Oswald fired 3 shots in 8 seconds, 2 of which hit the president in the neck and the head, and blew out the back of his head.
Doesn't make sense.
All from behind.
So Warren wanted to cover something up, clearly.
Exactly.
So, here's a... I've heard once that the true findings of JFK were going to be released.
They were supposed to.
When everybody from that era died.
The 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
But it never
what happened. What happened?
It never happened.
You heard that, right?
Yeah. My grandpa talked about it.
They were supposed to release the actual data.
My grandpa always said he wanted to live until the 50th anniversary when it got released. But
that's coming on.
But now it's coming on. Now he has dementia, so he doesn't know.
But the coincidental thing about it is the reason why it did get released.
It did?
Some of it got released, but guess what happened to it?
What?
It was redacted.
Ah! Really?
Yes. Most of it was redacted.
And the cat cradle and the silver spoon.
At least that's how, because I remember when that happened and I was reading it. Because I was like, oh wait, how far is that? I was like, I remember.
Are you serious?
When I first read about it, I think it was like 5 years from that moment.
Yeah.
And I remember when it came out, I finally read it. And a lot of people were like, here's the JFK file or whatever, Era 51.
Nothing
file.
Was even left in
but
it.
But yeah, most of it was like redacted. It's like, yeah, you can release a file, but if you fucking do a black marker over
mark
the entire
off,
thing,
what does it matter?
Nobody knows exactly what that is. So it's like, yeah, you released a file that
so it was
says
a fucking joke the whole time. Like they weren't ever going to release anything.
Yeah, it's Impractical Jokers.
But they also kept to their promise. They did release the file, but
yeah.
It's heavily redacted.
And you get only the fucking like conjunction words, like it's a. Like, and you don't get anything
well,
else.
Well, like, you could release a file all you want, but if there's nothing in the file...
Yeah. Is it really
yeah, it's
easy?
A manila file,
yeah.
But nothing
but
in it.
Nothing
just in a picture of somebody going on the middle finger.
Middle finger on it?
Yeah.
But yeah, so,
So why...
The grassy knoll
that
makes
me think more... That they're hiding it. You
yeah,
know
yeah.
what
yeah.
Well, and if you, the reason that the grassy
don't
knoll,
quote me on that, you can source me, but like that's
yeah.
what I remember that I remember being heavily disappointed in one of the files that was released, whether it be Area 51, like the Roswell
mm-hmm.
Stuff, or it was JFK, but either one of those, regardless, heavily redacted when it finally got released.
Oh, I believe
what's
it.
The fucking point?
Well, and here's the thing, if you go with the whole grassy knoll and the second shooter that was never caught, no one even knows who the fuck it was, no one saw anything. That really leads to some kind of inside job.
Well, doesn't
but it's the only trajectory that makes sense.
Is outspoken about being used.
Easy patsy.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's outspoken. When he was just before he was shot by
yeah.
Jeff Ruby, he was like, "I've been used. This as a setup. Please
yeah.
listen to me."
Yeah,
yeah.
So
he's saying what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
So why
yeah.
doesn't anyone believe him?
Yeah. You know what? Like the weird thing.
Well,
because like,
Ruby shot him.
It's
exactly.
like why are
yeah.
people
yeah.
shooting the good presidents too? Like sure, Bay of Pigs nightmare. But why are people shooting the liberal
because it wasn't
and not
it
the
wasn't
conservative
their plan?
Like, why isn't anybody shot Trump yet? Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, a lot, because to be honest, I think he's doing a lot of things that a lot of bad people want.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, a lot of people with guns.
Like, JFK, didn't he want to pull us out of the Vietnam War?
Yeah, he did.
He
yeah.
did the embargo on Cuba.
And mm-hmm. I bet you these people that are in charge, that would have cost some people probably a lot of money.
Well, is it like Republicans use guns and liberals don't?
No,
no,
no war gives
not.
Them a lot of money.
War does give them a lot of money.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pulling out of war, yeah.
There's
yeah.
continuous,
large
why we're
percent,
still...
A large percent of the people
war.
On top are warmongers, and you
yeah.
take away war, there's no money in peacetime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bullets, medals.
Yeah.
Like, how much we spend on the military is billions on top of what we spend on education mm-hmm. and public
well,
services.
Well, as was that the Cheney thing, Lockheed Martin... It's
yeah.
that big
yeah.
fucking company that Cheney used
yeah.
during the original
yeah. and they lobbied
invasion of Islam.
Well,
like,
you know,
yeah.
the U.S. has the first and second largest military forces in the world.
Yeah. And this 18th, 19th, 20th education rate.
But yeah, but I'm saying, like, the number one military force in the world is our army. The
yeah.
second greatest military force in the world is our Navy.
So are we even a country at this point, or are we a military?
We're a military.
We're a military.
Yeah.
Because to the outside
sugar-coated
world...
Sugar-coated militant country, yes.
We like In-N-Out, but we also like...
Shooting people in the face.
Shooting people in the fucking face.
Yeah.
So, well, I feel like if any country deserves to be a Matrix, I think that we're the Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that America is a Matrix. Because there's so much terrible, awful shit going on behind the scenes with these money-hungry, money-grabbing CEOs, Republicans, senators, congressmen... Choosing the rights of their own friends before the rights of their people.
Yeah.
And we just get to sit here and have a whopper.
Yeah.
and pay $1,500 a month for a fucking apartment and get paid $15 an hour at fucking minimum wage. Even that's the highest minimum wage we've ever seen. It's still not enough to have a fucking apartment.
That's why, like,
people need to work multiple jobs.
This country, there's pros and cons and everything, but we are essentially getting crushed by capitalism.
Yeah, the idea, it's capitalism for the many, and socialism for the high few.
Yeah.
Because he's putting...
And that combo doesn't work.
Republicans put these systems in place that give rich people more money and the middle and the lower classes the fewest amount. Just think of the idea of what minimum wage means. It means if I could, I'd pay you less.
And the point of where we're coming from is that JFK was...
In
retrospect, it was a big threat.
And that answers your question. Yeah. It's like, why are the good presidents the ones getting assassinated?
Yeah.
Because they threatened that kind of status quo, so to speak.
Well, no, it's because the president's best buddies won't get tax write-offs.
Exactly.
So
they'd be willing to kill one person for the
world. Right. Like, you know, we've had four presidents assassinated in history. And I don't know much about two of them, but the other two were generally two of the most popular, white presence that we had.
Well, that's the only one I know, wasn't it?
It was Kennedy, Lincoln, McKinley, and Garfield.
Oh, yeah. Mondays.
So, I could be wrong.
He's a very advocate of lasagna. Yeah. Not like that Italian immigration.
I could be wrong about Garfield.
Have you ever seen Garfield without Garfield?
No.
Oh my god, it's a Garfield comic without,
Is it like Big Bang Theory with a lab track?
No, it's just John talking to himself. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I require lasagna, John.
But yeah, I think to me, I don't think this is a conspiracy. Like, I can't imagine people would look at this and look at if they're like, hey, I know a lot about JFK, the assassination of JFK. You know, if you know everything that led up to this moment and like what happened after the fact, they could go, yeah, it was just Oswald. That's it. Like, I don't understand how anyone could ever think that. Then again, there's a lot of people nowadays where their brain capacity baffles me for existence. Right. So I don't know, but like, it has to be two people. There's no way your brain shoots out the back of your head when you get shot in the front. Like, it billows out of the back of your head, if anything. Because exit wounds are going to be bigger, especially depending on what caliber bullet you're using as well, too. Mm-hmm. The pressure that is in there, your head would pop.
Right.
And blow backwards.
But it wouldn't do that.
Blow forward. It would be all over the front.
A ricochet couldn't have that much force and mass.
No, like, it would like bonk your head.
Yeah, you might get a little divot.
Yeah, or you would die and it would be lodged in your head.
But
your skull has like
blow the back of your fucking head up.
Yeah, your skull is bone. Mm-hmm. There's fatty tissues that are in there. There's your lobe and then your brain. Then the other side.
And you still have to go through another
side of that.
The skull is a very
after going through a chair
design. It's a I've been knocked on that a few times.
Yeah, it's not supposed to, but it's meant
to take a beating.
You break your eyes before you break your skull.
Yeah, so. The skull like that round shape. I feel like it's
tuck and roll.
It's got something on the pyramids.
Yeah,
I feel like if the pyramids were skull shaped, we'd be in a better place now.
Once again, aliens.
Aliens.
Sorry, I was fact-checking myself. I needed to make sure it was Garfield.
Okay. How do you feel? How do you feel, guys?
What I'm saying is how I feel is that I do believe there's two, at least three. I mean, at least two, maybe three.
Maybe three shooters?
What I think is, like, in the 8 seconds, that just makes sense. Like, of course there's eight seconds, there's three shots. It's at least two people shooting. You don't know.
I would say two. I can imagine Oswald taking the first shot and hitting him in the back of the head. Let's say he hit on the first shot. And then frantically trying to get the second shot. That's the one that missed. And then the grassy knoll guy takes the final shot.
Exactly.
So you guys
that can happen.
The grassy knoll.
I could
be another shooter.
So, like, you can count it right now. So, start from when I go
bang. 8 seconds. Hold
so, when I go
one.
Bang.
Two. Three. Four.
Bang.
Five. Six. Seven. Eight.
Bang.
You waited on that one. You could
have. Well, you have to, because it asks the recoil and then lane and then
I think that's a pretty okay representation of But that's a
that was 8 seconds. That was three.
But that's a marksman though. That's somebody that's really good at that.
He was in the military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you're also not really holding a gun.
You're also not.
So
you there's weight involved,
and he wasn't a marksman either.
You got to put the bullet in.
But that's why I think three shots would be Harvey shot one, did the throat shot, shot the second one. Then the grassy knoll shot the third.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what the fuck? You missed twice.
He says, like, I heard two.
Bam, there, we're done. We're out of here.
Honestly, what are we paying this guy?
Yeah.
Like, let's say even
if... He had one job. You fucked it up twice. I got this. I'm out.
And you're still going to die.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, whatever, CIA guy. I guess I'll kill him. All right, here we go. Bang,
oh,
there.
No scope.
Oh, he gets sandwiched the whole time.
He's like, fuck. Do I have to?
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah. He holds a rifle with one hand.
Sideways.
Pow! Yeah, let's get out of here.
Holds the rifle sideways. Like
getting a whole GTA motherfucker.
Yeah. Let me hop back into my 6'4".
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette with the other hand.
Oh, fucking hell. It's always me.
Yeah.
But it's like, kill another president. Even if
Oswald was capable of doing these shots, let's say he got all three done in that time, you can't shoot someone in the front of the head from behind them.
Like, exactly. You just it has to be two people. That's what I was like. The first shot, yes, of course, shot in the back. Then he misses the second shot, which is normal because he's like, holy shit, I fucked up, like, oh my god. And he's trying to go again and he misses.
Can I get my final thoughts out?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, we're on final thoughts. Let's do it.
This is final thoughts. I have two opinions on this. Mm. Well, the first one on the left here, I'm going to put it
aliens.
Right here. Nope. For the love of God, every episode, you two fucking nerds.
I never say aliens!
You did!
When?
Always.
Always.
First thought, right? My first thought is that somebody in the car might have misfired after Kennedy was shot.
You still on that thing. Okay.
I'm still not on that thing. It's
you
a very popular opinion.
What do you think? How many shooters do you think?
So the first thought is one shooter and a misfire from inside the car. So Kennedy was shot in the neck, flew black, holy shit, and the guy was like, oh, let me help you, Mr. President, accidentally fired his gun into his head, blew his brains out.
Okay.
And that explains the, you know what I mean? Like the headbanging that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't believe that much, but it's still something that's rattling around my head.
Okay.
The second thing is that it's got to be an inside job. The second thing is it's got to be, you know, Oswald in the tower, secret man on the grassy knoll. Mm-hmm. It's got to be that they were trying to silence this man of the people, this free thinker. It's the 60s. The 60s.
Well, it's making a lot of waves.
Well, the 60s wasn't the 70s and the fact that, like, the 70s were allowed to rebel.
Yeah.
Very, you know, very dramatically.
The 60s, any kind of like rebellion was very like, oh.
Well, it was 30 years after slavery.
Yeah.
Like, it's
I didn't even think.
You know what I mean? It's, yeah, fucking total
slavery.
Not slavery.
Wait.
Well, it was 30 years after, you know, slaves.
No.
Yeah. Slaves were in the 1920s, for
slavery
sure.
Slavery was abolished with Lincoln.
Yeah, but still,
slaves.
But there was still like it just because slavery was abolished, everything was good.
I know.
It was racism.
There was a
racism.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So
I know what you mean, though.
Like
the race riots. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Fucking. You know. African Americans couldn't go to the right schools. Like.
Oh,
you know,
it was segregation.
Segregation. That's
very
like.
I'm sorry. It was at the peak of.
Yes.
Of civil rights.
Right. Civil rights was peaking.
It was like everyone's like, hey, this can fucking happen.
But the 1960s was like, holy shit. 30
years after segregation.
Holy shit, people are thinking differently.
Yeah.
And then the 70s was like, oh, people are thinking real differently because like LSD.
But the 10 years from the 1960s to the 70s, which is very accurate because my dad like grew up. He was born in 1960. Obviously, 10 years old. We do remember a lot when we were 10 years old. My dad remembers a whole lot of crazy stuff happening from the 60s to the 70s.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, as a child, he remembers a whole lot. I mean, obviously, there weren't cell phones and things like that back then, but he does tell me a lot. Like, he tells me stories. I'm like, how old were you? He's like, I don't know. I was like, nine. I'm like, how the fuck do you remember that? You know, you watch the Sandlot, you're like, how does people remember those stories? It's like, well, because we weren't, like, we didn't have all, every single, like, 80% of the country have ADD,
yeah,
ADHD, and then we're like plugging into our phones where everything's just
and
like
a story with a story.
Well, the 60s are
the decade.
It
wasn't an Instagram post.
Yeah,
the 60s are the decade where the American people had to realize that it's not just the fucking Andy Griffith show anymore.
Yeah,
like
shit's fucking real.
Shit's fucking real and shit's happening.
Yeah,
So I get
and
that.
And we can do something.
Yeah, we can do something. And the people can have a voice.
It was a weak spot in the government at the time. Because the government was really like cocky, but there wasn't a lot on them.
And that was JFK, because he was giving a voice for the voiceless. Yeah. So I feel absolutely it's an inside job. Somebody had to shut him up, just like fucking Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, 100% for me, he was either assassinated or accidentally shot in the car.
I think that just, like you said, like, I think they just made sure that, like, there's no way they had the backup plan. That's why Oswald, like you said, my always theory, 100%, was always Oswald was a fall guy.
Yeah.
If he made that shot, they were like, that's aces.
He still was small.
But he missed.
Yeah.
And then he missed again. And then, had, like, of course, if the government hired him, or anyone, even the even if the communist government hired him, the USSR at the time, like, they were like, no, there's no way. This is the perfect opportunity.
Right.
This is a way to show our strength as well, too, as a, like, a CIA undercover government. Like, whatever you may think, like, to this day, we weren't even born.
Right.
We didn't even see this.
Yeah.
Like, our parents weren't even born during this time. Like,
and my mom was born 5 years later.
Well, just
exactly.
Anybody that was fucking living in the 60s, those fucking, like, small minds and those small town ideals would have wanted for the fucking life of them to pull those ideals back into the 50s.
Yeah.
You know, can we bring this back to, like, white picket fence and, like, can me and all my friends wear hoods again? Like, you know, like, all that bullshit. Like, they wanted to pull JFK out of the 60s, pull him back in the 50s, and bring what they call true family values into the political landscape. But at the same time, that's not where America's headed.
Yeah.
And that's not where anybody should be headed.
JFK was an embodiment of where America was
heading. I think he was
a
figurehead for the new America.
Yeah.
And they're like,
no, we can't have it.
We literally need to get rid of that.
Hey? Yeah.
They couldn't have it.
They literally, oh, goddamn. That made, that hurt real bad.
Too soon.
We literally need to get rid of that.
Jesus.
It's been over 20 years. We can laugh about it now.
I know, but that sucks.
So, it's a crazy, it's a theory that, like, honestly, it could be a 5 hour, like, we will talk about this probably after.
That's what I'm saying. I think we could go for another 2 hours on this.
Like, it's just something where, you know, if you're strong, you know, you take Taekwondo, you don't tell anybody, but some guy wants to fight you, you're not going to be like, bruh, I take Taekwondo.
Well,
like,
maybe
you could be a dick and you could do that, or you could kick his ass and be like, look, like, if you like, what makes more of an impact, you going, bruh, I take Taekwondo, and all his buddies are gonna be scared, or you kick that dude's ass smoothly without saying shit, and do you think all
wait,
those guys
are
like
advocating
that? No, I'm saying what happened was
what
I don't
know where we are.
No, what I'm saying is the government. Oh, sorry, buddy. Sorry,
you're attacking our dog.
I accidentally stepped on his tail.
Oh,
I was
Xavier, sorry.
I did say sorry. I said sorry like the person
gets
said.
Okay,
I said sorry, buddy.
You say hard enough.
It's okay.
Chewy.
He doesn't want to look at
me.
No.
What? Don't
that
look at him. He's trying to assassinate you.
No, he deserves his spot. You attack him.
Yeah. Don't assassinate his
tail. I did not attack your dog. I literally like, put my foot down.
It'll be a fun game. Let's make AJ feel as bad as possible right now.
I
can't believe you hurt a dog.
I had my leg up. I put my foot down. His tail, you happened to be there. And he got scared. And he ran away. And my foot was still on it.
He's so sad.
Oh my god, you guys are horrible.
How dare you hurt my child?
I've never seen a dog cry before. This is weird.
There's tears.
AJ, can you leave? We're just gonna have a moment here.
But what I'm saying is, like, that was a. I think that the JFK assassination, I don't think that the government ever does anything that they don't know what the ramifications are gonna be after the fact. I think that they knew that if they did this, they were showing the American or the American people that, like, if you try to ruffle the feathers of, like, what we think is a status quo, this is what can happen to you, whether you be political or you're just a random person.
Oh, especially, you think it was more of a flair?
Why did they have to do it on a time where it was on tape, it was on TV.
So what I'm saying is, it's a flare. It's like, hey, this is what you get when you fuck
look,
with us.
Look,
kind of
you. We all know you're voting for him, or you voted.
Voted for him because
of these reasons. Like,
yeah.
I don't think the U.S. government or any government in general that had ulterior motives didn't do that on purpose, and they had to make sure that it happened then.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. That's what
I think.
Saying.
I think we're all on board that.
Now what did you do?
He put him down.
I broke his heart.
You put him down? Jeez, I just stepped on his tail. He's on a racehorse.
He didn't put him down. He set him down.
Cody didn't just euthanize his dog.
Put him down.
Slit him from his
life. If he can't wag, he can't live.
Listen, no. Yeah. He's got a broken leg. Take him to the farm.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I think, I definitely think there was a second shooter. I do think it was an inside job.
Yeah.
I think everything you've been saying, AJ, was, like, on point. Like, when someone starts to ruffle the status quo, and it doesn't vibe with what the real people in control.
What are the puzzle pieces of what the ideal government
needs? Exactly. They're gonna do something about it, and there's nobody that can stop them. And, yeah. You know, for the conspiracy that I covered, like, where it says, like, you know, LBJ was involved with CIA... Yeah, it would have taken someone at that level to do it, and it's look who became president after.
Yeah.
So
somebody who was just a little
puppy. He was also a monster.
Yeah.
Are we
hitting circles here, guys?
Yeah. I know. I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I think. I mean, so like, if we could solidify here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't trust the government as far as I can throw it. Like,
well, that's why we do this in the first place.
No, but yeah. Like, but politically. In a political
if they're gonna aspect. Kill the people that they elect as our leader,
right.
Quote unquote, like then where does it end?
Yeah. Don't fuck them all.
Yeah. So yeah. So guys, definitely 100%. What we would like to see is your guys' opinion. What do you guys think? What, do you think that JFK is dead? Do you think he was?
Tupac.
Do they go all Paul McCartney on us? You know, like you know, try to do a little bait and switch. Or do you think that he really got killed? Do you think there's this person on the grassy knoll? Do you think there's three shooters? Do you think there's five? Do you think there's one?
Was it the mob? Was it Cuba?
Cuba.
Was it Stanley Kubrick? We don't know.
Stanley Kubrick.
We will never know. So we definitely want to have your
opinions. Fidel Kubrick.
Yeah. So if you guys wanted,
Fidel Kubrick.
He's a really good director.
Jokes.
He's a really good director who constantly smokes cigars. But yes, definitely let us know your guys' opinion. We're on Instagram, on the Redacted Podcast.
Yep.
We're also on Gmail if you want to hit us up on that. If you don't have an Instagram, we're at the redactedcontact@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me.
No, not the redacted.
Just redacted contact.
Just redacted contact@gmail.com.
You don't want to email that other one.
Whatever that is.
Trust me.
Yeah, that's a virus, buddy.
Yeah. That is an Indian prince that wants to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll do that then. That sounds wonderful.
It's not, that's what you want.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not. So as always, thank you guys so much for listening. My name was AJ.
Cody.
CJ.
Thanks so much. Have a great, what is it, Valentine's Day?
Okay, bye.